Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WWJ Conversations at the Mackinac Policy Conference, sponsored by Delta Dental.
Joining us live, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. Mr. Mayor, thanks for being live with us on WWJ.
Yeah, it's a beautiful morning on the island.
It is a beautiful morning. You know, one of the things unofficially that everyone is talking about is Dan Gilbert. Have you been able to talk to him? Can you give us an update at all on how he's doing?
It's not my place to give the update, but there's no doubt his presence is missed enormously, and like everybody else. So very concerned for him and hoping for a speedy recovery.
Yeah, he means so much to the city of Detroit. I mean, look what he's done over the past many, many years, but especially even as of last week with the no-fault auto insurance. Yeah. We spoke to you about that in that morning. What he's been able to help move along.
Yeah, and on a more personal level, we've become really good friends, and he's just a good person. And there are a lot of people in this world that have made a lot of money, and there's no impulse inside them that says, I'm going to help rebuild my community. And the fact that everything he does is thinking in terms of, you know, how do we move Detroit forward, and we wish him well.
You know, two things everyone's talking about up here is the insurance, the auto insurance, and also the roads. And some people we've talked to, residents of Detroit, still feel like they're going to get a raw deal, that somehow they will be redlined under the new auto insurance plan. What is your take on that?
Well, all five Detroit senators and 7 out of 10 Detroit representatives voted for this. This is an outstanding bill, and I think the governor deserves enormous credit, as well as Mike Shirky and Lee Chatfield, the Republican leadership. But this is going to mean in July of next year probably $500 to $700 savings for most suburbanites, and it's going to mean $1,000 to $1,500 savings for most Detroiters. And so if you already have insurance, whether it's Medicare or commercial insurance, you're not going to have to buy it. And so anybody who's listening to this can go look at your insurance bill, look at the part of it that says PIP, personal injury protection. For people who already have insurance, that has been wasted duplicate coverage that's been really a scam. And now, unfortunately, it's not going to affect till July of 2020. But that will be eliminated, and the MCCA will be dramatically cut. It's going to be great news for everybody in the state, but particularly great news for Detroiters.
Are you all in on the governor's proposal to fix the roads?
All you have to do is drive to understand something's got to be done. This idea that somehow somebody's going to come in and magically fix these roads without us paying is ridiculous. And I spoke to a whole lot of corporate CEOs yesterday, and I said, how many of you believe we need to put more money in gas tax fixed road? 40 out of 40 hands went up. Not one business owner would allow their equipment to deteriorate the way the political leadership of this state has let the roads deteriorate, and it needs to be addressed.
FCA coming in, they're going to have a lot of jobs available. Do we have enough Detroiters to fill those jobs? They need 51% of Detroiters to step into those positions.
Well, they're going to be hiring 5,000 people over the next year and a half. And anybody who lives in Detroit and wants to be at the front of the list, you have to be on the Detroit at Work list, which means go to DetroitAtWork.com, put in your cell phone number. We'll text you when we start taking applications in mid-June. But as of today, we crossed 18,000 people who are from Detroit who are interested. So I'm pretty confident we're going to do well, but we're going to run job fairs all over the city almost on a daily basis, and we're going to become FCA's employment agency. We're going to screen applicants, make sure they've got their degrees, make sure they've got their IDs, prep them on the tests they're going to be taking, give them practice tests, help them with interview techniques. And so our deal is with FCA, not only the first 5,000, but for the next 30 or 40 years that plan is open. They have to interview folks from the Detroit at Work list first, and we're going to make sure they're quality residents coming from the city of Detroit. I think in the next few years, you're going to see people move into the city of Detroit to get to the front of the employment list, and it'll be like it was in the early 1900s.
And will the schools be better by then?
Well, you need to talk to Dr. Vitti about that, although certainly I think he has things going in the right direction, and Dr. Iris Taylor, the chair of the school board, has done a great job. But we will be investing as part of this FCA event, significant investment in Southeastern High School on things like advanced manufacturing tracks. At Randolph on the west side, we've added major programs in carpentry and plumbing and bricklaying. Over at Breithaupt, we've added culinary. And so what my role is I'm helping Dr. Vitti raise money for the career technical programs who were basically destroyed by the school's emergency managers. And we're making progress, and Dr. Vitti's making progress, and we need to make more.
Speaking of progress, do you think there's a lack of that with District Detroit? The Ilitches had promised, maybe it's an unfulfilled promise at this point, but we had expected maybe more around that area with those blocks and blocks of land that's available for redevelopment.
You know, that arena agreement was entered into before I got there. It did not have the kind of binding provisions I've insisted on in every contract I've done, including the FCA contract. And so what that agreement said was they were going to build a hockey arena. Now, since then, they've also built the Mike Ilitch School of Business. They built a new office building, and you saw they just broke ground on another project the other day. But there's no contractual requirement for them to do it, and so I don't need to spend a lot of time yelling about something I can't enforce. But more than that, this is a suburban conversation. I'm with Detroiters every day, and Detroiters are not saying to me, hey, build more housing downtown, that's our priority. It is not. The Detroiters want me to be doing the FCA deals, the Waymo deals, the B. Siegel deals at 7 and Livernois, rebuilding Grand River Corridor out by Old Redford, and that's where I'm focused.
Well, part of your job is to bring in more Detroiters, and that would bring in more Detroiters.
Yeah. I got elected by the Detroiters who stayed, and this is the difference in our perceptions. And it's a real media issue. Is 200,000 people left Detroit the decade before I got here. I got elected by the Detroiters who stayed, who want me to build this city for Detroiters who stayed. There are other people who are interested in building stuff so more people come in, and that's okay, but that's not my focus.
But, Mr. Mayor, are Detroiters concerned about regional transit? When Amazon was flirting with the Detroit area, that was so hot. And, you know, what now?
Well, one person has stood between a regional transit system when there's a different leadership in Oakland County, you'll see regional transit go very quickly. But in the meantime, you know, if you've seen what Smart and DDOT have done, and John Hertel is just doing an outstanding job running Smart, we have for the first time a single fare. You buy one pass on DDOT or Smart, and it works for both systems. You no longer pay a transfer to go from one system to another. We're coordinating our schedules. We're coordinating our marketing. And we are making Smart and DDOT harmonize. And the day will come that the voters get a chance to vote on regional transit, and they will know we already have a very coordinated system. They're not paying for duplication, and that's the best we can do right now.
He is the mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan. Thanks for your time. It's always good to talk with you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
appreciate
Mayor.
It.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.